Some 15,000 American troops are in Kuwait today, conducting war exercises in the desert near Iraq's southern border. Next month, the Pentagon is expected to send more troops in preparation for a possible war in Iraq. The soldiers there now are practicing desert combat, and they're especially concerned about the possibility that Saddam Hussein will order the use of chemical or biological weapons against them. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the 1st Battalion of the 64th Armored Regiment in Kuwait and has our report.
After maneuvering around barbed wire fences, fake minefields, and anti-tank ditches, several of the 164's armored bulldozers begin to push slowly against a giant sand berm. Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz is up front about just what kind of border these obstacles are meant to simulate.
We have studied in some pretty good detail what the actual border crossing from Kuwait to Iraq looks like. So yeah, we replicated the best we could that actual crossing today.
Almost 200 vehicles, including Abrams tanks and Bradley assault vehicles, are queued up ready to break through the imagined border. But there's a traffic jam in one of the tank lanes in this carefully planned incursion. One of the armored bulldozers pushes limply against the sand wall. It's unable to breach the berm. Finally, the dozer breaks through long after the others have breached the border. Lieutenant Colonel Schwartz says that's what training is for.
And that is exactly what we try to identify is weaknesses in some of our individual crew members. And I went over and I talked to the young soldier. I said, you know, how do you think you did? And he said, oh, you know, I had a heck of a time. It wouldn't go down. It was wet. It wasn't what I thought. He says, you know, here's what I'd do different if I tried it again. And that's exactly what you want to hear. That's the whole reason we do it.
Once through the sand wall, the battalion is ready to set up the Field Tactical Operations Center, or TOC, to plan the operation's next phase. But before the first tent pole is up, word comes across the radio of a chemical attack. It's just a drill, but battalion members move fast to don their full protective gear. Mask, gloves, suit, and shoes, what they call MOP 4. There's a call to move the communications center away from the drifting spray of the imagined chemical agent. Now out of the contamination zone, First Lieutenant Russell Allen Jones, the 164's chemical officer, goes to work orchestrating the slow art of combat decontamination.
And just to make sure that she has enough assets to where we can run the decon operation. We may cut down the Bradleys, but the rest of the vehicles are going to roll through. Over.
A chemical or biological strike would certainly slow down any combat mission. But First Lieutenant Jones says the battalion could fight dirty, meaning those that are able would press on with the operation. Soldiers in the Abrams tanks, for example, have built-in filters to protect against a chem bio strike.
We're training to actually keep in the battle. We have an immediate decon where the soldier can immediately decon himself and his equipment.
Key to staying in the fight is early detection. For that, the battalion relies on its chem bio scouts. Using high-tech detection equipment, the mobile monitors are deployed upwind to continually check the air and alert the commander if any agent is detected. If no Army doctor or combat medic is around, each soldier has 3 nerve agent treatment or NAT kits. They're trained to inject themselves or a colleague if hit with VX or other nerve agents. These kinds of exercises are vital, Lieutenant Jones says, but he admits it's hard to really replicate the intensity, adrenaline, and stress a real chem bio attack would bring, and to train soldiers not to panic.
It's an unknown factor that you have to deal with. And we tell the soldiers, you know, your equipment is good, it's going to work. The NAT kits, if need be, the atropine and the canine, the diazepam will, you know, keep you from, you know, going to cardiac arrest, going into any kind of shock. You know, we try to put them in situations where they can think through what they're going to have to encounter, what they need to do. So we would hope that at this point in time, we're ready for whatever they have.
The battalion hardly has time to assess how it did with the mock chem bio attack. They're off on another operation miles away. The objective is to seize a strategic bridge from the enemy and then cross it.
It's the end of a very long day for this armored battalion. They've had to plan and execute 2 mock attacks. And just off in the distance, you can see the flashing lights of a Kuwaiti military checkpost. We're just 3 miles from that checkpost, 5 miles from the Iraqi border. Eric Westerfeld, NPR News, with the 1st Battalion, 64th Armored Regiment, Northern Kuwait.